This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. After many delays, the UN Security Council has adopted a watered-down resolution calling for immediately speeding up aid deliveries to desperate civilians in Gaza. But the resolution is without the original call for an urgent suspension of hostilities between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. Friday's vote in the 15-member council was 13-0, with the United States and Russia abstaining. The revised text was negotiated during a week and a half of high-level diplomacy by the United States, the United Arab Emirates, and on behalf of Arab nations and others. U.S. President Joe Biden is increasingly isolated on the world stage over his support for Israel's military campaign. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakwasara has more.
In the embattled Donetsk region,
20,000 people have been killed in Gaza since Israel began bombarding it 10 weeks ago, according to Palestinian officials. After days of intense negotiation to avoid a U.S. veto, on Friday, the United Nations Security Council is expected to vote on a resolution that will deliver more aid to Gaza. Israel is against the resolution's original provisions that call for the UN to take over inspection of aid trucks and immediate cessation of hostilities. Patsy Wadakwasara, VOA News at the White House.
Hamas's run Gaza Health Ministry said Friday it had now documented more than 20,000 deaths in the war between Israel and Hamas. The war has displaced more than 80% of Gaza's people and devastated wide swaths of the tiny coastal enclave. More than 50,000 have been wounded in Gaza alone. This is VOA News.